You refer to the prophecy of the one who will bring balance to the Force.
You believe it's this boy?
He can see things before they happen.
He can help you.
The Force is unusually strong with him.
He was meant to help you.
Anakin! Tell him to take off!
Will I ever see you again?
What does your heart tell you?
Are you sure about this? Trusting our fate to a boy we hardly know?
Anakin Skywalker, meet Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I sense much fear in you.
The boy is dangerous. They all sense it. Why can't you?
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
Welcome, people, to the most phenomenal, award-winning podcast of the decade. No, just...
You have a few weeks before you can announce that one.
I don't even think I could put decade in that, though. So, like, damn, y'all been around for 10 years now? Jesus Christ.
It kind of feels like with how many shows you do, right?
Yeah, it sure does fucking feels like it. It's funny, with so many goddamn shows you do, by the end of the year, you just go like, man, I'm exhausted. Like, oh, how long you been doing this? It's not a matter of how long I've been doing it. It matters on how many I've done.
Do you ever get confused on what show you're on?
Once. Did it here, but I caught myself too. Whatever on the show, so I was like, wait a minute.
This ain't a Walking Dead review show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, luckily, I've only had to announce that episode like twice or whatever, so or take charge of like a D&W or something like that, whatever. So like that works out perfectly for me. But every now and then, when I have to talk on that or whatever, I go like, hey, well, then I'm like, oh shit, wait a minute, hold on, never mind, take over from me, people. Like a movie spoilers episode. I think I almost said that shit once too, whatever. I was like, the most phenomenal pie, Throwback Tuesday. I was like, oh, wait a minute, wrong episode or whatever. Just being recorded on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It does get kind of fucking baffling, actually, for a little bit. I mean, you know, I did it under my other alias, so it might be hard to find.
How many aliases do you have?
Oh, so many. Anyway.
Who are you running from?
My baby mama. No, I'm just playing. My crazy ass ex that probably won't leave me alone.
Hey, you on the FBI's most wanted list?
Yeah, FBI's most wanted list, whatever. America most wanted. I did a thing on a panel, DC versus Marvel, at this little fan convention. Like, last week, I think, or whatever. I think it was 2 weeks ago, last week. Yeah, it was last week. And I almost, when I got the mic, when it was introducing, I almost said that shit. I was like, yeah, people, welcome. I was like, oh, wait. I was like, oh, man. I'm all fucked up right now. And then you hear me muttering. I was like, phenomenal one. It gets kind of confusing. That's
why sure it
I
does.
I drink a lot.
And doing all these shows and seeing all these movies, it probably takes a lot of years off your life.
Yeah, I actually thought about that, because this week alone, I think I've seen the most movies out of my whole career of doing this. Because everybody knows it's Oscar season, it's time to vote and all that shit, whatever. Especially if you SAG and all that shit like that, whatever. And my God, I think I said what, 6 or 7 I usually see on a regular basis.
Well, you're still, I mean, there's not many national releases coming out, but you gotta see all the small releases.
And plus, I still got a stack of screeners that they sent me sitting in a corner over here that I have to still watch or whatever and shit. So, I've seen a total of 11 movies in the past 5 days now.
Why don't you just move into a theater?
Yeah, that'd probably be the best thing to do. Because, my God, man, the last one I saw, which I stayed at home to watch. I caught up on some of the screens I have, whatever. So I watched like 4 in a row, whatever. And the last one I watched, I was just sitting there looking like, man, my brain feels fried. I was like, Jesus Christ, or whatever. I was like, not to mention the 5 I have to do for, well, the 4 I have for movie spoilers, and then the 1 I have to do for here, or whatever. So I was just like, damn, I got 6 more to go. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Do you have a screener today?
I got Anchorman today, so, and that's not till 6, so
You got plenty of time on that one.
Yeah, it's only like an hour and a half anyway, so I'm not bothered. That doesn't, you see, when they're an hour and a half, that doesn't bother me, whatever. When they're 2 hours, whatever.
It's a 2 hour runtime.
Yeah, so I'm hearing. But the ones I've been getting or whatever, the ones that they've been sending me and shit like that, those only been an hour and a half or an hour and 40, so those haven't been bothering me.
When you go to screeners, do they show previews?
Yeah.
They do? So it's like watching the normal viewing.
And it gets introduced by either an actor or director.
Oh. Well, what did you see last Sunday?
God, what came out last
Hobbit and Medea came out this week, but you probably seen those before that last Sunday.
I saw Hobbit on Tuesday, and I saw last Sunday. What did I see? I don't even fucking remember now. I think I saw, I saw the Joaquin Phoenix movie, Her. Yeah. I know I saw, either that was Sunday or Monday I saw that one.
So I'm hearing good things on that one.
But enough about me and watching movies or whatever, because we're here to talk about a movie I had to watch last night where I was just like...
Is that drunk? Was that...
Oh, wait, this is a Star Wars movie. Oh, okay. Lightsaber. Why am I falling asleep? Oh, because it's boring, that's why. People, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 29, a phenomenal one, WeSportsPodcast.com, of course.
This is Z, thefancritic.com.
And welcome to the introduction of P1's life. Which, by the way, will be slowing down after the next 2 weeks, so thank God. Oh, another thing, I know people have been asking me, too, whatever, as far as, am I going to the Oscars, or even you, I think you asked me that as well, whatever. I'm still not sure, but it is a guarantee that I'm going to SAG Award, so...
When's that?
That is either January, I think it's end of January, if I'm not mistaken. It was funny, because I was talking to your guy, Sean, or whatever... And I was so fucking tired after seeing like four in a row, or whatever, on one day that I misread one of the emails I had, or whatever. And I thought it was that night, and I started getting dressed.
they just did the nominations last week, and he thought it was that night.
Yeah. So when I got the nomination thing, or whatever, I'm saying, I saw the date on it, and I was just like, oh fuck, I just get dropped. Oh shit, I only got like an hour left. And then I started realizing when I just sat down and I started reading it, I was just like, oh, wait a minute, that's not till January. Okay, so I'm good.
You vote for that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Vote for that one or whatever, and that one's cool. It's probably not as, I don't think it's, is that one televised? Yeah, that one is televised.
I think it's on TNT or something like that.
Yeah,
I think it's
on
Turner.
TNT or USA or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's on, yeah.
It's where all the actors and directors meet up to perform their union of churches and Medea and shit like
that. Is that their union meeting as well?
I guess. I don't know. I've never been to one, I'm not gonna lie. This will be my first one going to.
That's really cool. I mean, you know, too bad. It's seriously too bad you can't go to the Golden Globes, because that's like the one that's fun. It's not like a 3 hour bullshit at like the Oscars.
Yeah, plus I like Tina Fey and
I don't like Amy Poehler. I like Tina Fey, but
I like them both together as hosting. I don't like them. I don't care for them. Like as actresses, they're cool, but like hosting the last year, I thought they did a great job hosting or whatever. I was like, wow, they're bringing some life to this or whatever. And I could probably go to that as like I have to go as an audience member. So,
and you got the podcast awards on the 4th, correct? Or no, the 6th?
5th, I believe. 6th is Monday. 5th is,
It is the 5th. It's the first Sunday of January, yeah.
I think, because it's part of a convention, the convention is towards the 6th.
Yeah.
It's part of the New Media Expo, which I was thinking I might not be going to.
You're not going to go to the awards?
Yeah, I'm going to go, whatever, because I was thinking about it, because, even if you're a podcast finalist or whatever, you have to pay to go to the convention itself.
Ooh.
And I was like, I don't really want to go to the convention. I was like, I don't want to walk around, but apparently they gave me like a 60% discount or whatever, because like it's like $200 to get in.
Damn.
But like with 60%, I think it's like 120 something or whatever. I don't know, some shit like that or whatever. And I was thinking, I was like, am I really gonna pay 120 just so I can find out if I win or not? I'm not gonna scream it. I was like, I don't know.
You know, thankfully the whole spill thing happened after the voting ended. They would have got a lot of pity votes.
But I'm gonna go because. because I've been getting emails about some of the other category members or whatever. They wanted to meet up with me or some shit like that, whatever, since we just finals to have like a breakfast and brunch and shit like that before the final. I was like, eh, I guess I should go.
It kind of sounds like you could be kidnapped.
Scope out these other nominees and these other categories and shit
it's,
like
plus
that.
It's nice to network.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't need a network anymore.
I know, I was just like, I'm not local. No, I'm not schooling in the summertime. No class.
But if you win, you win. You know.
Yeah, exactly. They can mail it to me. I don't care.
It's an honor being nominated, so.
Yeah, I figured if I'm being nominated as a finalist, too, I might as well just go. It ain't going to hurt, whatever.
No.
But yeah, people, we're... I guess I should make some announcements in right now, whatever, because last week I wanted to make them, but our fucking Skype was acting like a bitch.
That bitch knows her place today.
Yeah, bitch better know her fucking place, put my boot up her ass or whatever. But, next week will be our Christmas show. Obviously, you guys already know about that or whatever, so you keep on voting until the end of this week, which are 6 films, of course, picked by me and Z. 3 his, 3 mine, or whatever, which is Home Alone, Friday After Next, Jingle All the Way, Christmas Story, Santa's Sleigh, and The Nightmare Before Christmas. Right near Nightmare Before Christmas is leading the poll, so keep on voting until the end of
just
weekend.
Barely over Friday After Next.
Mm-hmm. It's by 3, so yeah, so keep on voting, or whatever, and we'll see how that works out, and then you will be getting a bona fide Throwback Tuesday Christmas special on New Year, Christmas Eve, I guess.
And I'm going to sit on TPO's lap and tell him what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. Then we're going to do some role reversal, whatever. I'm going to be like, you don't want a damn thing. Get your ass off of me, boy. Bring the next little snot-nosed kid over here, whatever. And then Sean comes over here and sits on my lap, and he's going to tell me all about The Hobbit. I'm like, oh, fuck. Somebody come get this kid.
you would be like Billy Bob Thornton's bad Santa if you were a Santa.
Always drinking and shit, just like...
have a little midget, black midget. Oh, it'll be a white midget. Roles would be reversed.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'd get that. I get Peter Dinklage. I get a couple of midgets or whatever. I'd just be like, God damn it, whatever. I'd always be staring at women or whatever. Like, do your mama want to sit on my lap?
I have a candy cane for her.
I got a red and white candy cane stripe for her right now. It's got black and white in it.
I was gonna say if it's black and white, you got some problems. You better see a doctor.
It's black and shoots out some gray shit for you.
And I will never have another candy cane ever again.
It's just as sweet and creamy as a real candy cane.
Candy canes are creamy.
Okay. It's been a while since I had one. Shut up.
You're spewing eggnog. There you go.
Throwing bottles on people's cars and shit. Which, mind you, I have done that before where some person pissed me off, so I threw a bottle at their fucking car. That was back in the younger P1 days when he couldn't control his anger. But, and then the week after, towards the end of the year or whatever, we will be doing our Best and Worst Stuff special. As far as the Throwback Tuesday special or whatever. Of course, he'll be having his own, I'll be having my own, whatever. And we'll be doing ours, which will be our top 5 favorite films, top 5 worst films of the year, and then our top 5 favorite films we've recorded on this show and our top 5 worst we've recorded on the show. And there's going to be some genre selections in there, too, as well. So
have a Throwback Tuesday Awards.
Yes, the Throwback Tuesday Awards that belong to Best Actor. Well, what a coincidence. Phenomenal 1 and Z. Good lord, they won again. I want to thank these 20 awards I just won for Best Cinematography, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Actress, Best Miss Supporting Actress, Best Person, Best Film, Best Host.
Best Music. I mean, you can already sing Dream Warriors, so.
Exactly. Best Singing, Best Song, Best Producer.
And it will end the show off with you singing Skyfall from like Adele.
I sung that at the Oscars.
I remember you were like singing with her. I think I might have heard you over her.
Yeah, you know what? Because I think I did record it. I sent that to Lena or whatever because I was on like FaceTime or whatever and I was recording it or whatever. So all you see is a lighter go up or whatever and you see me hanging over the balcony screaming, Skyfall! That was amazing. That was awesome. Oh, and then even when I forgot her name, when she came up to sing Goldfinger. Goldfinger.
Oh, Tina Turner?
Yeah. Goldfinger.
You sound like you're having like a psychotic breakdown.
What, Tina Turner? What the fuck? Wait a minute.
Yeah, she does. She did Goldfinger. Oh, she had Golden Eye.
Yeah, I'm about to say, wait, what? I was like, wait a minute.
Who did Golden Eye? I don't know. I don't care.
I was like, Tina Turner, what the fuck? Damn, that woman can do it all then. She can smoke her fucking kneecaps off and then do Goldfinger?
Well, look at her. She doesn't look like she's aged in, like, 50 years.
Well, she needs to stare off that fucking crack, then. Anyway. People, we're here to talk about Star Wars. Episode 1, the
Phantom Menace.
Yeah, the Phantom Menace. I was about to say Clone Saga Wars, some shit like that, or whatever the fuck shit's called. How about a plot synopsis?
Oh, Star Wars Phantom Menace, Episode 1, directed by George Lucas, starring Liam Neeson, Ewan McGregor, Natalie Portman, Jake Lloyd, Frank Oz.
Natalie Portman ever age?
No, she's still hot.
She just looks the same. Only difference from this movie to now is she looks taller.
I think she's more, like, developed, too, if you know what I mean.
Really? Kind of look the same to me, whatever.
I don't know. Maybe that's because she had a kid.
How old is she?
I want to say she's, like, 28.
Oh, really? I thought she might have been, like, older than that. It's just that she just looks
No, she's 32. She's same age as me.
I figured she was in her 30s or whatever. I was just like, man, she looks great for her age, though.
God damn, so I don't feel weird when I saw her in Professional. I'm like, she's going to be hottie.
I sure did feel weird in this movie when she kept touching that little boy. I was like, what the fuck?
I know. That's straight pedophile.
Man, I don't know what it is about George Lucas and either incest or pedophile and shit, but that motherfucker... Continue, Z. We'll get into that later.
Budget was $115 million, box office $1.027 billion.
Where the fuck did that $115 million go to? The lightsabers? Because the effects in this look like shit.
Could be acting.
Yeah, I guess so. I forgot Liam Neeson, Samuel Jackson, Natalie Portman, all these motherfuckers. So never mind.
Yeah.
Could be right. I'm sorry, but I'm going to go ahead and get into it. I was rewatching this last night, and I was like, well, maybe boring, but at least the effects will be better than the 70s version. And I looked at that, and I was just like, man, the action and choreography is horrible in this movie.
Is it? I mean, you've seen them all. You've seen all Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
And all the acting's horrible from the ones I've seen, the original, the new three.
You've never seen the original, right?
I've never seen the original. I've seen 15 minutes total probably of all the three.
Okay.
So the acting's horrible in those. The acting's horrible in these.
Acting in the originals, to me, just seemed wooden.
Well, it was 70s, 80s, you know.
Yeah, so I don't want to fault it for, like, the acting.
Well, I'm not faulting it, but I'm just saying the acting wasn't, like, it was, like, subpar. Like, everybody, nailed it in.
Yeah, I get what you're saying now. Like, the acting wasn't, like, fucking Oscar level to the point where you're like, oh, my God.
Especially with, like, Natalie Portman. And Liam Neeson wasn't who he is today back when this came out, so.
Liam Neeson is a bona fide bad. I mean, come on, he was Dark Man. He fucking took on wolves. He's a goddamn Jedi. He trained fucking Batman. I mean, this dude is.
That's a meme. I think that's an internet meme.
This dude's career.
Liam Neeson isn't killing anybody in this scene.
His career, man. How many people can say that shit though? Like, bitch, I trained Batman. I was a fucking Jedi. I was fucking Dark Man. I beat up some wolves. I fucking showed my set of skills. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. His resume is pretty badass, I gotta say.
Oh yeah, it definitely is. I mean, this guy, he's a bona fide badass.
I wish he was my father.
You know, Taken turned him into a bigger badass when that came out.
Made him more of an action star.
Fuck yeah. And then they got Taken 2, and now Taken 3 coming out next in a couple years.
And Liam, he's the only thing holding those movies together or whatever.
Oh yeah, true. So, mm-hmm. Liam Neeson's a badass, and he was, like, the acting was just, like, everybody was like, well, this is a sci-fi movie, we're not going to take it seriously. We're just going to read the lines.
I don't know. When it first opened up, you see, like, well, first of all, I finished off the synopsis. Go ahead.
No, pretty much, this is the beginning of the whole saga of Star Wars, and the Trade Federation has a blockade against the planet of Naboo, mm-hmm. and they're going to invade them. And then we set off.
What was going on? Because honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
They're really the story is really, really weak. The overall plot, it is really weak. I don't think there is a plot.
Goddamn thing of what was going on, dude. When they were just talking about all this shit, I was just looking at them like, all these politics, man. I was just like, Jesus.
I know.
Jesus Christ. Like, I'm all into it or whatever. You know, politics is cool and everything, but like, I'm not watching the goddamn J. Edgar movie with fucking Leonardo DiCaprio right now. I thought I was watching a goddamn sci-fi action movie or something like that. And they're talking about all these trade federations and shit. Like, if you was to see this as your first Star Wars movie or whatever, and they was talking about trade federations, you wouldn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
No, because they in any other episodes, they ever bring up trade federation.
Yeah, they... I'm sure they do, whatever. I mean, I know they do. I mean, I think the only one different they didn't bring up in here compared to the originals was the midichlorian shit.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
It's your Jedi Force.
Is that like blood?
Yeah, because remember Liam Neeson took his blood or whatever, and then he was just like, oh, his midichlorian level is high, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Could it be AIDS?
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like some Scientology shit.
And they had more than Yoda.
Yeah, like, his midichlorian level.
Okay, $115 million, and they made Yoda a puppet. But then the second one, they had freaking CGI Yoda.
Yeah, because they had him moving, that's why.
And had a fight scene, so I'm like...
In this one, he doesn't move. He just sits down in that goddamn seat all day, so...
Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't know when the action started at the beginning or whatever, because I was just like, alright, well, at least I know I'll get some cool little action scene. The effects looked fucking horrible with them when they were fighting those robots.
Oh, that was terrible. I mean, you can so tell it was CG the entire way.
Yeah, like the movement of the robots compared to the...
When they're blocking the shots.
Yeah, and the transition between the effects of how the transition of it looks when they're interacting with the human characters.
Yeah, the timing was off. The timing was off big time.
Not only was the timing off, but the interaction between the humans and the robots on screen looked fucking green screen like a motherfucker.
So seriously, where did this budget go?
That's what I was saying, because I haven't seen this movie in like... since it came out or whatever, so I was like,
I haven't seen it in a couple years.
Yeah, so I was like, maybe the effects still hold up, whatever. And I was watching it, and I was just like...
Is it better than the original three?
God, no. God.
Okay.
This probably is the worst one out of all six.
Everyone says that.
Yeah, I think this is the worst one, but then coming from me, I think they're all pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, I'm not a Star Wars fan.
I'm not, I don't... Yeah, we already know my fantasy thing, so...
I mean, what do you think of McGregor?
I don't feel like he had much to do in this one.
He didn't, because it was pretty much Liam Neeson.
Even if McGregor comes in for, like, every now and then, one lines or whatever, and he says, like, a sentence, and then he just goes back in the background walking slow.
Like a smartass type thing.
Yeah, kind of like, because he's still the young... apprentice or whatever, so you know he still has like questions to what Qui-Gon Jinn is still doing, whatever. So I can understand him because he's young, he's still learning, whatever and stuff. But he doesn't really have much to say or do whatever, and he doesn't really do much until the end, and that's even questionable too.
Yeah, and I really don't buy him as him being Obi-Wan because I just don't think he's that great of an actor.
Yeah, in this one I didn't really care for him. I think in the later ones he kind of gets
in Episode 3 he was a lot better. But,
yeah, because he had a lot more screen time, and plus, you know, he was used to it. So, yeah, I would, from that Episode 3, he was...
Yeah, I just don't buy him as a great actor.
No, you know, speaking of Episode 3, I got a... In Episode 6, they bring back Anakin as a ghost, they show him as a ghost or whatever.
Yeah, they CGI'd it.
He looks the exact same as the dude from Episode 3. I was just like, damn, what... Did they plan on how this kid was going to look? Because they looked the exact same. I was just like, Jesus, they must have had the best makeup in the world in order to make this kid look like that ghost.
I don't know what the point of that was.
No, I don't even know why they went backwards in the first place.
And to be honest, I don't think George Lucas is a great director.
No, I don't either. I'll go ahead and say that, whatever. Like, I hear people say, like, oh, he fucks up the Star Wars, but, you know, you gotta remember, he made those great ones, whatever, and I'm gonna be like, I don't really, really think he did that. The best one out of all of them, which I'll say, is Empire Strikes Back, and his ass had nothing to do with it, besides directing it.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote every one except, I think he wrote every one.
Yeah, except for the Strikes Back one.
Oh, he wrote that. He just didn't direct. He didn't direct four or five or six.
Oh, okay. So he didn't.
But he wrote everything else, and you know, I'm not going to credit. He didn't, you know, invent with help from Spielberg, Indiana Jones. So
yeah, I give more credit to Spielberg. You know.
Oh yeah, me too. But he did. You know, he did write. Write that, so I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
I love Indiana Jones, but George Lucas, their Star Wars never happened. This guy would be a no namer.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say today Star Wars is what made some of the sci-fi movies we have today, and ooh. I just look at it and go, no.
No.
Those movies still would have been made, no matter what.
Yeah.
We still would have got our Matrix, or Lord of the Rings, or whatever.
Yeah.
We still got all that shit, or whatever. It wouldn't have mattered.
I mean, Lucas is paired to Star Wars like Jackson is to Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, you know. Take that away from them, they can't do shit.
I'm fucking so happy that Disney took that shit away from him, too, because I'm sorry, this guy, he was just getting worse. Like, he didn't give a fuck no more or whatever. I mean, he thought this shit was great. He thought this shit was gold or whatever.
Yeah, you can't tell me that he was sitting, I don't know how they did it with Jar Jar. He's sitting there watching. I don't know if it was a costume or if it was post. He's sitting there watching this and laughing. He goes, this is great. This shit's great. You're fucking kidding me.
How old was he when he made this one? He had to be like in his 50s, right?
Oh, let me check. He's old, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really old.
He's 69 like now. That came out in 99. So that was...
So he was in his 50s, then.
Maybe 40s.
No, 13 years ago? 69, you say?
So, 56, so yeah.
50s or whatever. So, what grown-ass man in their 50s would be laughing at that shit?
No. I mean, Jar Jar, you've got... If they would have kept it real small at the beginning, but no, yeah. they kept bringing him on. And then the whole thing at the end with the...
Huge character in this movie.
Because you get the... I'm trying to think, who, like, the Monty Python shit at the end, where all this stuff happens to him and he somehow succeeds. I'm like, God. It was
what
he...
What did you think of the creature design of him?
Of Jar Jar, or any of them?
Just his people in Jar Jar. And
CG.
Yeah.
Very CG-ish.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought that shit looked uncreative. It looked weird. It looked like some goddamn toad mixed with a frog.
I was gonna say, it looked like kind of like a blowfish type thing.
Yeah, like a blowfish mixed with a frog.
I mean, characters on Tatooine will look better.
What'd you think of his dialect?
Oh, God. You know who voiced that, right?
Who
Jar Jar.
What happened?
You know who voiced Jar Jar, right?
Yeah, wasn't it Amid? That black guy?
the black guy from,
oh my god.
Shit. I thought he was in, the black guy from, Revenge of the Nerds.
He's done a lot of goddamn, TV shows. I know that. I don't know if he's done Revenge of the Nerds. I don't remember if he did. I don't remember. I know he's done a lot of fucking TV shows, though. Like, I can't think of what movies he's done as far as the Star Wars movies.
He's done them all.
Yeah, so he's done the games and all that, whatever. But I think he's done a lot more TV. Than
Clone Wars, yeah, he's done those.
I don't think he's really so much of a movie star outside of Star Wars.
Who do you think the Star Wars nerds hate worse, Jar Jar or Anakin?
Lucas.
Between Jar Jar and Anakin, who do you think they hate the worst?
Which Anakin?
This Anakin.
This Anakin?
Yes.
You know, for me, they're on the same goddamn level, but I'm going to go say the fans think probably Jar Jar.
Yeah, because it was an added character, too, and he just kept shoving it down our throats the entire movie.
His dialect was so fucking annoying. Like, that character was just annoying itself, whatever. I was like, goddamn, what kind of niggerish shit was this that he just created, or whatever? And then the nerd, the audacity to get a black dude to fucking fucking voice him, whatever. It's just like, okay, yeah. This dude didn't even need a voice to actor him. Come on now, let's be real.
Yeah.
You can't even understand a word he fucking says.
No, and he's just there to to be that horrible comedy sidekick. Yeah, and I bet you Liam Neeson was like, what the fuck am I doing here?
He probably signed on to it before he saw that character.
Probably.
You know they made that shit for the kids, though. I mean,
are you making this movie for kids? Are you making it for the? Are you trying to introduce Star Wars to a new generation?
I would assume since he made these prequels in that time frame or whatever, I'm assuming that he made this mainly for a new generation.
Is this the Chewbacca?
No, this is the Ewoks.
Oh, this is the Ewoks.
Yeah, this is the Ewoks, yeah.
I've actually seen it.
Chewbacca's race does come in the prequels.
I think it's three.
I think it's in the third one. It is in the third one. So
it's funny, I haven't seen the original Star Wars, but I have seen the Ewok movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Have you ever seen the Star Wars Christmas special?
I've seen YouTube videos on that.
That shit is fucking horrible. That's got to be the worst thing George Lucas has ever produced of making.
You know what? He doesn't care because he's rolling around naked on money right now.
Yeah, which I'm glad. I like to hear people saying, "Oh, Disney's gonna Lucas ruined that shit before it even got started." Honestly, I don't even know why people worried about it. It's like, can it really get any worse than what it is? I mean, at least Disney's gonna put some fucking effort into it.
Well, the only thing I know is we're gonna have a bunch of lens flares in the new ones.
With JJ. Actually, I don't know about that. J.J. Abrams just came out and said he's came out and talked about himself on the lens flare. He's like, I know I lose a lot of lens flare. He's like, that's a habit I have. But he's like, for the Star Wars movies, I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah. After, you know, they meet the, I don't know what the fuck they're called, Trade Federation, and I don't know what the hell those things were. They kind of look like those things you put on your fingers, those little puppets. You know what I'm talking about? That's what those things look like to me.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, Chancellor Palpatine, everybody knows him to be the Sith Lord.
Yeah.
Is it really that hard to not tell who that is with that fucking hoodie on his head? I just look at that sometimes and go like, he's using the same voice that he does to talk to Queen Amidala and General Viceroy and shit like that with her. I was like, it's the same damn voice and everything. I was like, his nose is so long it sticks out of that fucking hoodie. So I was just like, how could you not tell this? And he's supposed to be Jedi.
Was this supposed to be a secret?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a secret. But like, these people are supposed to be Jedi's, right? Some of them can see into the future. They use their mind to determine what's gonna happen next and shit.
And they have feelings. They can feel stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So you mean to tell me this dude's been in office for how long and y'all never known that? he communicates with his generals and shit like that through this office or whatever. You mean tell me not one Jedi has realized this?
That's a good question.
What the fuck? It's the worst fucking team of Jedi's ever.
Is George Lucas doesn't know how to create a surprise? Except the incest thing. I'm pretty sure nobody saw that coming.
I would love to see somebody walk in on Palpatine, sitting in the corner talking to General Viceroy. The Sith will remain, and then somebody's like, "Wait, what are you doing?" Hang on. What are you doing in here?
Same voice and everything. Just take the hood off.
He just takes the hoodie off. Yeah.
He's Palpatine without the hood. He's the Sith Lord with the hood. That's horrible character development. It's kind of like, take the eye patch off Nick Fury. Is that really Nick Fury?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny though? Like Palpatine approaches him as, "Damn, the Sith Lord." He's like, "No, that's impossible." Then he puts it. He's like, "Oh Lord." He puts the hoodie on it. Like, Sith Lord. Gotta stop him. Since this earlier, how come you never told us this?
I think you should write a Star Wars movie.
I shouldn't be a parody of all the shit that's wrong with it. Whatever.
And you'll get sued. George Lucas is not like anyone parodying Star Wars.
I mean, I will give George Lucas credit in the Star Wars world. He's created so many kinds of creatures in this thing, which that does put work into it, but I don't know. The characters they sell, once they start talking or interacting, you just kind of like, well, he just pretty much created the design of them. He didn't really give them much difference.
When we first meet Queen Amidala, whatever.
Amidala.
Amidala. Padamine, whatever. What is up with her voice?
That's what I was saying earlier. They act so wooden in this shit. Like because Queen Amidala, we find out, is played by Natalie Portman's Padme. But earlier, there was another, I don't know who that was. She kind of
Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley, she kind of looked like goddamn Natalie Portman. For so I was like, damn, they kind of look alike.
Yeah, that was Keira Knightley.
So yeah, Keira Knightley, she's playing it so wooden and boring to the point I'm just like,
well, that's typical people? Keira Knightley.
Just like, what? No, this is boring and all everything. Whatever. I was just like, man, I was like, who the fuck would vote for her? She has no enthusiasm or anything. Whatever. It's like, you're the
fucking how does this voting? How does this queen work? Are you like, is it kind of like Thor? You're like raising the family? Is it like a voting? Because she's this girl, how old is she?
I'm curious how the fucking the world works as far as this Republic Center and shit like that, whatever.
I do give Lucas credit, the how they made Naboo. They actually made it really cool looking.
Yeah, I give him some credit. You know, I probably wouldn't even give him credit. I'd give him the set design people and shit.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's good. That's a good point. Yeah, they made it really cool looking.
Because they did, I mean, it takes work to put in, like, the all the designs they had, shit, or whatever, and I will give them that I haven't seen anything like the designs that they have in these movies, in the Star Wars franchise or whatever, so
yeah.
It's just, when it gets down to one of these creatures having the talk, they're either making some fucking noise or they're speaking gibberish.
Yeah, Watto, I think, was the only one that spoke clearly.
Who was?
Watto, the fly.
Oh, that fucking Jew?
The fly thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not calling George Lucas a racist, but he sure as hell is a stereotype. I'll tell you. gave him a big nose, was loud, obnoxious.
All wasn't Liam Jewish?
What?
Isn't Liam Jewish?
Who?
Liam Neeson?
Not that I know of. I don't know, maybe he is.
I don't know.
I've never heard anything of it, but I don't know, he could be. He's a bona fide badass. He could be whatever he wants. I wouldn't question him.
No. And, but it's just like her voice, like when she's talking, it's like she talks with a deep voice, like, I will not risk my people. I'm like, are you supposed to be like Nelson Mandela or someone?
She's putting me to sleep. I'm not going to lie. She's just like, my people could not be in harm's way. I need to save all of my people. And I was like, oh my god, somebody give this bitch a dick in her mouth or something. Loosen up that throat a little bit.
I'm all up for that. I'm all up for that shit, man. Because I love Natalie Portman. She's like, she's so hot.
And Natalie Portman, at least when we find out she's a queen, she was actually doing shit and stuff like
and
that.
And it's
so
weird, she had more personality when she was the Padme or whatever, besides the queen.
Well, Padme's her name, so.
Well, yeah, she had more time when she was disguised as a regular person, as her helper. She had more personality that way compared to as she was the queen.
Which is funny that they go by disguises like that. It's just like, has anybody ever seen this queen then?
No, she wears that face paint. She always has that face paint on.
Face paint don't make. I mean, I know they look alike and everything, but damn, shit.
I guess when I was reading up, and I guess Natalie Portman's mom got confused on which one was who.
She was probably hugging Keira Knightley and was like, oh, my baby, you're gonna do a great job. And she's like, your daughter's over there.
And I don't even think Keira Knightley's credited in this.
Yeah, I remember I looked that up earlier. I was just like, that's why I didn't know her now. I was like, I don't know who played that, honestly, because I don't see a name on here.
And the funny, you know what? I wonder when Samuel Jackson, he like signed, he goes, yes, I'm going to be in Star Wars. He's all excited. Then he sees that the other black guy has more of a bigger screen time than him. Because mm-hmm. Remember, Jackson bitched about having a different color lightsaber in the future ones.
He wanted that purple lightsaber. That Kool-Aid color lightsaber or whatever and shit.
I just thought of that.
He was the only one with a grape drink lightsaber.
There's racist right there.
You gotta laugh, but I'm drinking purple right now too. So
that's cool.
Purple Gatorade.
Well, at least you got stuff to make. You know, at least you're not like Chris Tucker and Friday. You don't have.
I don't have half my shit. I got all of it.
You have all of it. Then we go to Tatooine, and that's the planet's run by the Hutts.
I'll cut you off right here, real quick. It sounds like we don't have a lot to say about this movie, because I gotta say, there as much shit that's going on in this movie, it really doesn't feel like nothing's going on.
It's the movie is 136 minutes, so that's 220.
Yeah, about 2 hours.
There's only, if you break it down, there's only like a few key parts. I mean, they spent what, maybe 45 minutes on Tatooine with Anakin, because you had to see the whole fucking pod race.
Well, let's talk about that then, because that was probably one of the. Let's talk about the, Anakin Skywalker. When he got introduced, I was like, that kid's a little fucking douchebag.
And he even says, he even when he introduces, when he, you know, he does that whole pickup line to Natalie Portman, like, are you an angel?
I said, what the fuck? Okay, how old do you think he was in this scene?
10? Maybe?
He looked like he was pushing 7.
I don't know. I have no idea how old he is. No, it says, Wikipedia says 9.
Yeah, he looked like he was about 8'7 or 8 or whatever. When I saw him standing at the end of the film, I was like, man, he's small and everything. And I was like, and how old is Natalie Portman? She's old enough to be a queen, so I'm assuming she's got to be like...
18.
I'm pushing, yeah, I'll even go 16 at the lowest.
It's funny, in the previous one, she doesn't age, but he ages to be this... That's bad casting.
I don't think George Lucas thought that one through, whatever. He's like, man, maybe we should have got a person that was the size of... And you know what? I gotta say, in the second and third one, is she still queen?
I think the second one, yes. I think the third one, no.
The fuck? Don't even bring that up. Alright, whatever.
But this funny is that he pretty much dropped off the face of the earth of acting. Jake Lloyd.
Yeah, because he's...
He did Jingle All the Way.
He's probably set for life, though. So he probably doesn't have to.
Maybe.
I know these Star Wars movies had to. I mean, like you said, it made over $1 billion each. Whatever. So I'm assuming that he's probably set for fucking life. Probably doesn't have to do anything for the rest of his life.
And you know what's funny? Like Jingle All the Way, he's like the Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid. He was annoying in that fucking movie.
Yeah, he's an annoying fucking kid. Whatever. Like he has that little. Like as a kid, he has that little lisp thing or whatever when he talks. And I was like, oh my god, that's so fucking
yeah annoying. And when I said he talks to Natalie Portman for the first time, he says straight fact that they're owned, and she goes, you're a slave, and he goes, I'm a person. I'm like, you just said you're a slave.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you getting offended? She asked you a question or whatever. And then him and Natalie Portman started having a scene together, but I was just like, ugh.
And like, yeah, especially when they're in the thing, he goes, I care about you too. I'm like, bitch, you cannot find someone your own age on your own planet.
You're a queen. This looks bad, okay? I don't know how this works in this world or whatever, but this looks bad if you're messing around with children.
Yeah.
Right now, whatever. Because there was that scene where he made something for her when they were in the ship, whatever, and he gave it to her, and they were talking about how they care for each other, and she was getting all closer, and I was like, ugh, what the fuck is wrong with George Lucas, huh?
It says she's 14.
That's still, I don't know,
5 year difference. Okay. 5 years.
14. She's in high school. He's 10. He's in elementary.
Could you
That's
imagine that?
Gross, dude.
Could you imagine that in high school now?
Yeah, she's a freshman in high school, and he's a goddamn fifth grader.
When you put it in those terms, that's a joke.
Okay, first George Lucas inserted incest in his fucking movies in the original, and now he's talking about child pedophilia. What his rules is in his mind, whatever, but he's a sick son of a bitch.
Natalie Portman wasn't, 14 at, it's kind of weird that she can play 14 when she was.
I think she still can play for a fucking. She can play fucking, 18 if she wanted to today.
I could see that. Especially watching Thor. Yeah, I can still see that. She's still young. So. She's very young looking. But this kid's annoying as fuck. Even the mom. Was annoying.
I didn't like the kid at all. There was not one point. Every time he opened up his mouth, I was just like, somebody fucking put tape on that fucking kid's mouth, please.
Who'd you hate more, Jake Lloyd or Anakin or fucking Jar Jar talking?
That's why I said they were both on par, shit, because every time Jar Jar and Anakin was hanging out and they were talking to each other, I was just like, it's almost like goddamn same dialect between each other.
Yeah.
They got that kid just like, isn't he cute? No, not really.
Yeah, I remember this because I was a senior in high school when this came out, and my teacher was a huge Star Wars fan. This, the search for Anakin was kind of like how the search for Harry Potter went.
Well, it looks like we know who won that one.
Yeah, Radcliffe was Harry Potter, and Jake Lloyd sucked as Anakin.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking horrible as Anakin.
I mean, then you get the whole thing about them betting, Liam Neeson and Watto betting about the spaceship and for free Anakin and all this stuff, and get to a pod race that really drags. It's just the same thing. It's just the same thing for three laps.
Those designs on those pod races look pretty stupid, I must say.
It looked like they took toys and had strings and just did that.
Yeah, I don't know. The pod racing designs of it look kind of crappy, if you ask me. I was just looking at it. I was like, this thing looks more like a Death toy than it does anything or whatever. I mean, it's got these two exhaust engines on the front here or whatever. I was like, wouldn't it be easier just to put them closer?
And what was Sebulba? He looked like a snail with like a dragon's head.
I don't know what the fuck that was. It came out of George Lucas's ass. Let's fast forward here now. Whatever.
The only good thing that came out of George Lucas' ass was Darth Maul, who, even though he has a small part, he's still badass to the T.
I don't think so.
I love Darth Maul.
Love him too if he was actually in the movie.
He has that first scene.
He has two scenes or whatever in this movie as far as doing something, and then the other two scenes he's in, he's just walking with a hoodie on his head.
Yeah, but how awesome was it that...
So you can't call him a badass because he didn't really do shit.
He looks badass.
About that, he looked like a fucking demon from fucking Insidious.
Yeah, actually he did.
Yeah,
And I hate that movie.
I hate that movie too.
But how awesome was it when they were walking, when they, you know, returned and they fight, you know, and stupid thing, and the doors open and that music hits, and there's Darth Maul standing there. And I'm surprised one of those stupid guards, those generic guards, just didn't shoot him. Because they're all, like, everyone stopped. Like, holy shit, what the fuck's this?
Yeah, you say badass as if that was cool. A door fucking open, him just standing there. Yeah,
I think with the music, how the music hit, I thought it was awesome.
I didn't care about any of that.
No. And then that whole thing is like, we'll take the, you know, Liam says we'll handle this, and like, we'll take the long way. I'm like, is that supposed to be I think that was just supposed to be like a joke, I don't know.
Why just didn't shoot his ass? I mean, I don't get this at all, whatever. I mean, when they started fighting too with Darth Maul or whatever, I was like, lightsaber battles are so fucking boring.
And he has Darth Maul introduced as the double lightsaber.
Yeah, people was bragging about that shit. I was just like, yeah, but his fights with him is boring or whatever. It didn't get interesting until after he killed Qui-Gon Jinn, and then Obi-Wan Kenobi came in and just started like moving. The faster they went, the better the lightsaber battles go or whatever.
They
move slow as shit in lightsaber battles.
They, probably because they have to, is that probably CG, or do you think they actually have something they're doing that with? Like, kind of like a lightsaber toy, do you think they're doing that, but they just add the effects later?
I'm pretty sure it's a CG effect or whatever, but still, the choreography on it looks fucking horrible, especially with the budget on this fucking movie.
And I have a question. They're in the palace, they're in the Queen's palace, and where when they have those, where they get separated... With those force fields? Why the fuck would you have that in your palace? You know what I mean? What is the point of having that in your palace?
Why don't you have it outside the fucking palace? Why don't you have it sounded surrounding the goddamn palace, huh? You ever thought about that, Batman?
Protect yourself.
You're the brightest queen there is, aren't you?
But I just thought, like, looking at that, I'm like, why the fuck is that there? What is the point of that?
Then fucking Anakin gets in that ship, and a lot he does with no other trained starfighter can do.
Oh, he can! He's the only human that can do a pod race, so he can fly. So he can fly Jedi. He can fly fucking planes.
Yeah, I'm sure about that. Yeah, that brother didn't even know how to turn autopilot.
Well, didn't Luke Skywalker do that too? Or did he have training?
Luke Skywalker already knew how to fly planes and shit like that. He was good at doing that. So.
Okay. So Liam dies.
Plus he was already a goddamn teenager. He wasn't 8 years old.
Yeah, why do they keep saying he was too young? Or too old? How young do they start these kids at for Jedi?
Like, as soon as they fucking born, I guess. I don't know.
Because they're like, because he always has, like, he's you know, Yoda, because has a terrible looking Yoda, kept saying he's, you know, sensed great fear in him. So he knows something's up, and Qui-Gon's like, "Oh, I'm taking him. He's gonna be mine." You
They got
know,
this whole
so.
thing of, because the way the Jedi thing work, if you believe in fear or whatever, some shit like that, then you could lead to the dark side because his fear is of losing his mother, which is already a no-no on why he should be a
And pretty much, if we rewind to that, it's pretty much, Qui-Gon's taking him. It's kind of like a little pedophile-ish. Like, you're coming with me. Taken away from his mom and everything. That's kind of pedophile-ish.
I didn't find that pedophile because remember, he wanted his mom and him, but he could only
Yeah.
get one, so.
And so the mom should have been like, so Qui-Gon's the one that started the Darth Vader shit. So blame his ass.
I blame
Yeah.
Obi-Wan.
Well, Obi-Wan, his training wasn't complete, as former
Yeah,
Yoda said.
let's say that he trained him and didn't finish the job. So, you know what? He didn't finish killing his ass or whatever. He blew his ass in that fucking lava pit or whatever. But no.
So
Obi-Wan's.
Liam dies, Qui-Gon dies. Very weak. I would say
Yeah,
weak.
that was a weak death too. I was like, man, we followed this character through the whole movie, and they just stabbed him, and you don't see him on screen.
Pretty much he was number one. He was the star of the movie.
Yeah, he was.
He does have a weak death. He just, somehow he loses his timing. He gets punched in the face and then gets.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, he gets. You can see. It was bad editing on Lucas on their part, but when he gets stabbed, you see that fatal, that faraway shot. You can actually see the marking on his shirt before the lightsaber goes into his back.
Did you notice when Obi-Wan go towards him, he didn't have that hole in his body no more?
Yeah, I know.
I was like, maybe you should have zoomed that camera up just a little bit closer to the face, Lucas. Just saying, man.
And
I like how Obi-Wan kills him too, because it's the same way that fucking Qui-Gon died. So I'm like, oh wow, we're
well,
all
he
going
got
the same
cut.
way.
Darth Maul got cut in half.
They cut his blade in half, then he hit him in the face, and then he stabbed him.
Yeah,
Cut him in half.
he was pretty much hanging. Then he uses the Force and does like a gymnastics trick over Darth Maul, and then gets Obi or Qui-Gon's saber, cuts him in half, and then Darth Maul falls into pieces, and pretty much then we go to Qui-Gon's funeral, and there he's burning him. I'm like, that's kind of weird, but.
I hate this fucking movie. Just hearing you talk about, I hate this fucking movie. It's the boring shit I've ever
And
seen.
they still you talked about the whole Sith Lord. Still, they even say shit when the funeral about him. He even has like a hood up, but it's not like how it's not covering his face. But I mean, Lucas, try.
I mean, I know I can see Palpatine trying to conceal himself as if he's in good intentions or whatever, but you know, his intentions really aren't that great or whatever, because some of his decisions seem to be questionable as far as we're good. So I was like, did they ever think that reason why the Sith is coming back and why they're getting so stronger than the Jedi right now is for the simple fact that maybe there's someone in the house that's aligned themselves with it or something? No, they don't think that at all. Whatever.
Yeah,
I
it's.
don't. The worst thing, the worst criticism I can give this movie is just boring.
Yeah, it doesn't pick up until the end. I mean, like
I
I
don't even think it
said,
picks up. They burn the
45
logic.
minutes with learning about fucking Anakin. That was not needed. I mean, yes, he turns into Darth Vader. Yeah, whatever. But we don't need to learn about his fucking life.
Learn about him pod racing and shit like that.
Did we really need to see a fucking 20-minute pod race?
Yeah, that could have been condensed down or whatever.
There's a lot of
But
shit
then,
that
no,
could have been
she.
condensed down.
Yeah,
This could have
like you
been an
said.
hour and a half movie.
And it probably still would have been boring.
But after the funeral, you get some parade, and then the Gungans get this ball, and then I don't know
All
what.
right, you don't need to describe that, man. I don't give a
Whatever,
shit.
but you get
Yeah,
the.
you don't need to describe it. What do you give it, man? I don't need to hear about that
I get a
shit.
low small. It's
Okay.
my actually my besides Revenge of the Sith, which is my favorite one, because I haven't seen the original three. This is my second favorite one,
Is it really?
because I say because more Darth Maul.
Oh, wow, that's very disappointing to hear then, because Darth Maul's in it for 5 minutes.
I don't care.
I don't give a shit what 5 minutes can do, whatever. It's a 2-hour-plus film, whatever. And if I only get 5 minutes of something that's not even really that cool, I don't care what anybody says. He's not cool at all, whatever. Okay, I mean, he just fucking walked. This has got to be the most boring shit I've ever seen on this, probably on this damn show, to be honest, whatever. Because it nothing, everything that happens doesn't nobody gives a shit about in Star Wars or whatever. They're talking about this Republican and shit like that, whatever, all this war is happening. And yeah, the war happens between fucking Jar Jar Binks commanding his fucking squad. Who the fuck would make him general? That didn't even make any damn sense or whatever. So yeah, I give it some fuck it. Matter of fact, if it's possible, I give it a high fuck it. If that
is that the worst?
Probably. I don't know. Cause this movie, that kid was sucking the fucking life out of the movie.
I thought you were going to say that the kid was sucking the life out of me.
He was sucking the life out of me, too. I wish Padme would have been the one doing it, but obviously it wasn't working that way or whatever. But no, I didn't like anyone in this fucking movie.
Not even Liam?
No. I was embarrassed for him to be in this movie, to be honest.
Well, if you were an actor and George Lucas comes up to you about being in Star Wars, I don't think anyone would turn it down.
Thank God George Lucas doesn't have control of that shit no more, because, yeah, I probably would turn that shit down or whatever, because I don't want to end up... I'm not doing no fucking stereotype. I'm saying that right now.
What's funny is that Terrence Stamp, you know, big-time actor...
Yeah.
He's in the movie, he's like, yeah, you can be in a Star Wars movie. You're in it for 1 minute.
I'll pay you $1,000 for that. Okay, well, whatever.
I mean, that's not... I mean, I don't know how much work he's getting, but if he's a... sort of a big name, would you even get out of bed for that?
Gotta get out of bed for something.
I mean,
that probably was his shot in the movie or whatever. Him in bed, they just CG this shit.
They could have, yeah, that's what we're doing now. But and Ray Park was Darth Maul, and this is pretty much the start of his career.
And the end.
Well, what's he done since then? Fucking Snake Eyes and la X-Men.
Like I said, and the end.
Well,
Darth Maul was stupid. I'm sorry. Darth Maul was stupid.
Would you give every Star Wars a fuck it?
Yeah, pretty much. Especially the first through third. First, second, and third, all fuck it. They're all pretty fucking bad or whatever.
Because I know you said it many times on this show and Movie Spoilers that you can give a fuck about Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. Star Wars is fucking boring. They talk too goddamn much in those movies. And then with the shit they be talking about, it doesn't even fucking matter.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was they talking about in this movie about this Trade Federation and shit?
That's why I said there was no... The only story about this is fucking Anakin.
Yeah, and he's fucking horrible. So why the hell would I want to fucking... Ain't shit interesting about... You're an idiot.
I mean, yeah, Lucas created this whole world, but he's actually kind of a shitty fucking writer.
Yeah, he is a shitty writer, because he put politics in this shit.
And racism.
I bet it's based on his own goddamn political beliefs, too.
So he does Michael Bay?
Probably so, I don't know. I don't know what Lucas does anymore, whatever. Ever since he got that neck, I don't know. I don't know what goes on.
Ever since he got what?
That neck. I don't know what goes on in his brain.
Well, thankfully he's done. Is he got any type of say in the new Star Wars?
Not unless J.J. Abrams feel like giving him a call.
Oh, motherfucker, he's writing it.
No, Lucas isn't writing it.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
I'm looking at it right now.
He's not writing it. That's a rumor. J.J. Abrams didn't hire him.
Oh, it says based on, that's why.
God damn. Get your fucking facts right. How are you going to argue with me about this shit?
He's probably going to be nothing. He's probably not even going to be invited on set.
He doesn't have shit to do with the next Star Wars. I don't even say that shit. Whatever. He doesn't have nothing to do with it. That shit has been... That's why they bought it off of him. So he doesn't have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have shit to do with that. Unless J.J. Abrams feel like bringing him up, which I haven't heard anything about that. So, and J.J. Abrams is too arrogant to do that.
That's a lot of ego.
Yeah. He wouldn't have somebody come in to tell him how to do a movie of his, especially something that he loves. Highly doubt that'll happen.
Yeah.
Yep, so fuck this movie. Ready to get in comments?
Yes.
That's fucking movie. I can't believe this shit was even made or whatever. Probably this franchise was made.
Is this the only franchise you would get rid of?
Yeah.
Out of everything, you'll get rid of this.
People was liking Star Wars. I was too busy loving Back to the Future.
And it came out at the same time.
Yeah. So, that's my input on that.
Is this why you hate fantasy movies? Because of Star Wars?
What happened?
Is this why you hate fantasy movies? Because of Star Wars?
I hate fantasy movies because they try to make it feel as if you know what's going on and make it realistic or whatever, but at the same time, it's just, you have to suspend your disbelief to go along with some of the shit that they be talking about or whatever. The reason why I don't like this one is mainly, like I said, this is worst criticism. It's fucking boring. Nothing fucking happens in this movie. None of this shit that we saw in this movie is important in this fucking series at all or whatever. I mean, when you talk about that's all they fucking talk about in these movies is, oh, there's a war coming. We fucking know that already or whatever. It's happened or whatever. And then you got fucking Jar Jar Binks or whatever leading the war. Give me a fucking break. Then you got this horrible fucking kid playing Anakin talking about, and shit like that. And they just pretty much take him under his wing even though the council said no or whatever. And I'm just like,
and then they get another horrible actor to play Anakin for the next two.
Yeah, so what am I supposed to like in this movie?
I bet you James
ain't Darth Maul. Hey, I don't even know who the fuck he is. I don't know anything about him. I know he dies.
Yeah, I bet you James Earl Jones is like, God damn it, they're fucking my voice up.
Yeah, probably so. But anyway, first comment comes from Aiden. He says, now this was, he's talking about our Coming to America review too. He says, now this was a funny as hell review, especially with that Jerry Curl juice and Soul Glow singing from That Jerry Curl juice is special, Mr. Aiden. He says, what's your favorite movie where a song was introduced that wasn't an official song off the radio? It can even be a parody song. Oh, it was this movie. It was Soul Glow.
I would probably say that too, because I can't think of any top of my head.
Shit, Soul Glow's always been. I mean, that's Wait, still gets sung by people today.
The Hustle Flow song, was that radio before or after?
Well, it was part of the soundtrack, so.
Oh. Okay, I'll go with this then, because I can't think of anything.
Maybe go with Eddie Murphy's My Girl Likes to Party All the Time.
What movie is that from?
Eddie Murphy's Mind.
Where he's the star 24/7.
Yeah.
And all of his movies are hits.
Yeah, exactly. They're all hits. They're all making bucks off critics.
You're always them. Thinking, Norbert, fuck, that's going to top Avatar.
Hey, like Norbert, Avatar, eat your heart out.
He probably has Oscars, and they're all Oscars full of chocolate, and they all say, best actor, Norbert. Best movie, Norbert.
Just Mrs. Klump.
I guarantee you he does that.
Tonight, who's hosting the Oscars? Eddie Murphy. Who's presenting the Oscars? Eddie Murphy.
What's up for the Oscars? Anything Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy. The performance at the Oscars? Eddie Murphy.
What's the rating? One person? Who watched it? Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. And Charlie Murphy.
It's funny that Charlie Murphy has a bigger career than Eddie Murphy right now.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Hey. Well, in the 2000s, who had a better career?
Eddie Murphy, because Eddie Murphy still made more money.
Well, Charlie Murphy was more funny.
You've seen him in one thing. I've seen his stand-up and everything.
Charlie Murphy is funny.
Yeah, he's done one movie, and it wasn't that great, so...
No, I'm going by Chappelle's Show.
Oh, okay, well then, see, then how you going to say career consensus?
Because it's, well, I don't know, whatever.
Exactly, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, whatever.
Cynthia, she says, I'm going to ask this question on both shows, but curious to see what each host's response is. But what do you guys want to see on the other's best, last, worst of list this year that didn't make your list?
Like, she wants me to say what's going to be on your list, or?
No, she wants you to take if something that didn't make your list, what would you hope to see on mine then, if it didn't make yours?
Damn. Mortal Instruments.
And Steel. I hope that shit's on your worst of list.
I haven't seen it yet.
I don't give a shit. I just hope it's on your worst of list.
Mortal Instruments.
What is that, on my best or worst?
Best. I don't know. It won't, but yeah, you've seen way too... You've seen like 100 more movies than I have this year, so I have no idea what your list is even going to pertain, worst or best. I think I've probably seen your worst list, though. Maybe.
No, you haven't.
No?
Yeah. My list is going to throw a lot of people off.
I would at least say maybe Fast 6. I know
it... Best or worst?
Best, because I know it won't, but I do like that movie a lot.
That movie is stupid, so you know that'd probably be my worst of. I already said Man of Steel should be your worst of. Your best of. I hope you have something that's not going to be on mine.
Well, I think I already told you what my number one is for the year.
Gatsby. I wouldn't mind seeing that on your best of list. Great Gatsby.
I just don't have to see it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that on there. I actually enjoy that movie a lot.
Ooh, you're going to hate the fan critic awards then.
Well, it doesn't have Gatsby in it.
No, Sean put that as worst movie.
Oh, did he?
Yes. Okay. He hated that movie.
Yeah, Sean's an idiot, that's why. Sean loved The Hobbit. That was a horrible fucking movie.
He gave it a mixed review, but he said it's better than the first.
No, that's questionable.
And I have to watch the original Hobbit for the podcast for Saturday.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you. That movie is so fucking boring.
And I'm like, is it like Fellowship of the Ring? He goes, someone. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, damn.
I don't think, you know what? No, I don't. I think first Hobbit might be more fucking boring than Fellowship. I don't know.
Because I thought Fellowship of the Rings was boring as fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be neck and neck, honestly.
Oh, God. I've been putting it off. I've been putting it off this whole weekend.
It's longer than Fellowship of the
Rings. Oh, my God.
So I don't
if you don't get the show, I hung myself because I watched The Hobbit.
Yeah, I understand. the second one, man, that one, there's a lot of shit going on that doesn't make sense or whatever. Like we said in our review, they just, why are they fucking with that dragon? That dragon ain't pausing.
I remember that comment, Luke Evans. You're not fucking with this dragon.
Why? Like, that dragon is minding his own damn business, whatever, and shit like that. I mean, that's not it's not a good movie at all. It's out of Sean's personal taste that he just enjoyed that movie, because that movie is fucking flawed like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, it's Peter Jackson. I mean, fuck.
Hire a fucking editor, you idiot. That dude needs to stop.
Is he the editor?
Shit, might be. I know he's got control of that shit.
Jesus Christ.
Plus, Mr. Del Toro is on that shit as producer as well, whatever. I'm sorry, but Del Toro, after Pacific Rim and this shit, whatever, that motherfucker needs to stop as well.
Pan's Labyrinth was good.
I hear Sean talking about how he's creatively good. I was like, no, he's not. Hellboy looked boring.
Oh, I fucking hated Hellboy.
What was that?
I hated Hellboy.
All the shit that was going on in Hellboy, you think it would be much more interesting, right? Like, all the designs going on.
You would think.
Like, how does this feel so bland? I don't think Del Toro is a good director at all.
Pan's Labyrinth was good, though.
That was one fucking movie.
I mean, I thank God he didn't do Bioshock.
I'm sorry, but one movie doesn't make you a great director. That's like saying this actor did one good movie and the rest of it. Like Eddie Murphy. That's like saying he's a fucking great actor or whatever. It's like, well, he hadn't showed that in the past 20 years now, so what does that tell you?
But, I mean, thankfully Del Toro didn't do Bioshock, because I like Bioshock game. And thankfully he didn't do the movie, or he's not going to do it.
Bioshock Infinite was pretty great, too, so.
Yeah, so thankfully he's stayed away from that shit, because.
I'm glad both of them stayed away from it.
But.
Andrew, he says, what are you guys doing for Christmas, or what do you normally do around the holiday season? Getting drunk.
go to my grandma's on Christmas Eve, and that's when we do our immediate family Christmas, and then, like, the family from, like, out of town come in on Christmas Day.
I'm be seeing a shitload of movies that day, so.
Why do they release movies on Christmas?
Because they realize people have the day off and shit like that, so they're going to be like that.
Except people that work in theaters, they don't get the day
off. Oh. Do you think they get paid overtime for that shit?
They probably get something. They probably get a free movie.
Okay, never mind then. That ain't they get a free movie.
They get to see the next Paranormal Activity for free.
That sounds like more of I'd rather get fired than. Wow.
Man. They get to see the 6 Devil movies that gets released in January.
Oh, shit. Devil's doing Paranormal Activity.
I think there's another one. I think there's another one.
Look like the same goddamn Paranormal Activity, except this one just got Mexicans in it.
There better be some racial stereotypes in this one.
You know it's going to be some racial. Just looking at it, it looks like it's going to be some racial.
I better see Lowriders.
I'm pretty sure you're going to see that. I'm like 100% sure. You're going to see that old Mexican grandma that's going to be like, mijo, oh, mijo, no, oh, mijo.
The lead guy's got a mustache and tattoos from the shoulder of his wrist.
You're going to see your wife's Quinceañera. You're going to see Sister Quinceañera. You're going to see Uncle Quinceañera. You're going to see...
And there better be a teardrop tattoo.
Teardrop tattoos or whatever. That's going to happen from the guys that's going to rob them. So, yeah.
That's the ghost. The ghost is going to have teardrop tattoos. The
ghost is going to have teardrop tattoos and shit. Like, it's going to look badass or whatever.
That movie's going to be horrible.
Oh, my God. I hate that fucking movie. Your boy Nathan loved the last one.
He's not my boy anymore.
Oh, well, Nathan's an idiot then. Talking about that shit was scary. I was like, nigga, that's the problem with kids.
I never even seen it. I mean, I've seen the first two.
It's on Netflix if you want to watch it.
Oh, God, no. Seen the first one's okay. You know, I supported that. My name's in the credits for thanks, because I supported it. Second one sucked, and I can only imagine the third one and the fourth one just get worse and worse.
They all sucked.
First one's not bad. First one's creative.
No, what? Not even creative at all. It was just another fucking stupid ass ghost movie where doors and shit just closes. You know what? You don't know what I hate more than fantasy?
Ghost movies.
Supernatural shit.
I thought you liked Conjuring.
I didn't like the fucking Conjuring. What the fuck?
What'd you give it?
I gave it a low stream. I hated the Conjuring. Whatever. I thought it was stupid. Cause you know what's so stupid about these stupid ass ghost movies is? It's a 2-hour film, and for an hour and a half, the ghost is just fucking with them by slamming cabinet doors and shit like that. And then, after the last 20 minutes, that's when shit starts to get real.
What's that movie that came out last summer with Ashley Greene?
Apparition.
You told me not to watch that, I did. And I was like, oh my God, it sucks.
Oh my God, whatever. And then, like, I'll say for the Insidious movies, nobody fucking dies in the movies.
No, that's the end. That old lady then, the first one.
That's it.
And that movie wasn't even scary. They're like, this is the scariest movie of all time. Watch it.
Supernatural movies are, like, honestly, they're a fucking joke and waste of time, whatever.
Is Exorcist supernatural?
What is?
Exorcist?
Yeah, I guess you could put that in a supernatural way.
Okay, because I didn't know if that was religious due to the content.
Yeah, that first one is probably the best and most creative thing they ever did. Then after that,
it is. Her crab walking down the stairs, that still fucking freaks me the fuck out.
You gotta remember, The Exorcist was also scary because of the time, too, that it was released.
Well, you can release anything in the 70s and be scary for people, because they were all doped up on marijuana.
Same here.
Is that why these movies are successful?
Yeah, exactly, whatever. A bunch of scary-ass little kids go see him. That's why.
But...
Like Nathan.
I just don't understand why they release movies on Christmas, because... Especially, they got big movies coming out this year.
I told you why. Because nobody works that day or whatever. There's more money. That's what people go do.
Well, Christmas on a Wednesday. Damn it. I was like, I wish Christmas was on a Tuesday, because it's $5 Tuesdays here.
Well, last comment I got here, whatever, comes from Steve. He says, just recently saw Man of Steel, and I know, oh, damn, what a coincidence. And I know how you feel about a TPO, but never heard Z's thought on it. Well, he gave his thought.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay, well, he says, I particularly thought it was pretty damn boring and missing the points of Superman. Any thoughts on DC as well? Yeah, they suck.
They're going to fuck up Batman versus Superman.
What?
They're going to fuck up Batman. Snyder is.
I've been arguing about this all week, even in that panel I was on, whatever. The problem with DC is, as far as being a superhero company for films, whatever, is they forgot the Marvel expertise here, which is how to have fun. See, I don't care what people don't like about Marvels or anything like that, or they didn't like this twist or that change, whatever, but the Marvel movies are simply popcorn extravaganza, fun to go see experiences. They're never going to make anybody's best of list or worst of. They're not trying to do anything that's changing the realm of cinema or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They're the simple, I know I'm going to have fun when I go see this movie. The problem with DC is, as I pointed out to someone, is they talked about Man of Steel trying to have a fucking statement. And then that statement got dropped 20 minutes when the film began or whatever, because they realized, oh wait, this is a superhero film. We fight the villain. So let's just cram a bunch of shit in here or whatever and stuff. They don't know how to have fun. That's the problem.
Isn't it just pretty much the whole city? Isn't just this destruction throughout the whole movie?
Like for the last hour, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a popcorn movie. That's what, you know, that's what a Marvel movie is supposed to be. But if the story doesn't at least get you interested, I mean, at least Avengers had a crappy story, but the characters took you away.
Oh, you're crazy. That story wasn't crappy.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but
it sets up the Civil War, so shut your fucking mouth.
Yes, it sets up for future, but the characters were and the action were made it what made Avengers awesome. No. The actors.
No.
Maybe DC just doesn't have the right actors.
No, I disagree with you. You way off. They have the right actors. Come on now, that movie.
You think Henry Cavill is a good Superman?
He was a good Superman. I give him that or whatever. It's fucking writing in the direction of it. When are they taking these movies or whatever? Like, you talking about the acting for the Avengers is what made that? No, not really. They could have got anyone to do any of those roles or whatever. The only one that really made it as an actor was Robert Downey Jr. or whatever. But what made the Avengers what it was the fact that they had someone that actually writing and directing it that actually loved the series and wanted to make something entertainment or whatever. And it had shit to do with those actors or whatever.
Was actors. Nolan a Batman fan before?
No. Didn't like Batman.
He didn't like Batman.
No.
And Snyder?
Don't even get me started on Snyder.
Well, we've seen his work before.
Yeah, we've seen his fucking work before or whatever. And actually, the more I think about Man of Steel, the more I fucking hate that movie. Because it's actually fucking pretty horrible, to be honest.
Nah, I'm planning on watching. And plus, Lois Lane, the redhead, what the fuck?
She was so crowbar. Fucking funny.
Yeah, I think I've heard you say that many times, that she's a crowbar character, that they pretty much just force it into us.
Yeah, they force that shit into it. I love how, at the end of the movie, the city's destroyed, but yet Clark just walks into the Daily Planet or whatever, and it's back up standing at all and everything. I'm just like, wow! Okay. So that building just got there, and then Michael Shannon, what a waste of a great actor that was. Whatever. I was just like, man. I'm trying to save my people. How are you going to do that? By killing your people? The fuck was your plan here? Or whatever and shit like that. The problem with DC is they try to make this shit all like it's deep and shit like this. It's like, this shit ain't deep.
It works with, I mean, you like Dark Knight.
Yeah, it works with Batman because that's Batman. That is Batman. But all these other characters that they want to do with, no, that doesn't work.
I mean, who else, I mean, off top of your head, who else is there probably going to be a DC movie for, character-wise?
I don't know, because it seemed like they just crammed it on this next Superman.
Yeah, they got Wonder Woman.
And they're talking about Martian Manhunter now, too, so I'm like, oh, God.
And it's curious how they're going to do it, but it seems like they're just rushing something.
Yeah. You got to understand, with Marvel, they've had almost 8 years to put this together, so.
Yeah, and it's working, because which one are you more interested in? Because I think Batman and Superman come out the same year as Avengers 2. Which one are you more interested in?
Oh, Avengers 2.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm more interested in that, is because I want to see more about the Infinity Gauntlet and shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that story.
I mean, the only thing that makes me a little interested is seeing Affleck as Batman, just to see how he is.
He better use a fucking different voice. That's all I got to. Curious how he's gonna do the Batman voice. So
did he change his voice in Daredevil?
No, he's the same voice.
Huh.
So that's the only thing I'm worried about him. I'm just like, I'm just curious of, is he gonna pull a George Clooney Val Kilmer and just use the same voice? Because I'm gonna be like, if he's playing an older Batman, his voice needs to be almost on the level of Bale.
Yeah.
That might bother me a little bit, because that bothered me in Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
And so even if they do, like, I don't know if the working title is Batman vs. Superman, or is that the official title?
Yeah, it's not the official title yet. They
so it's just
one.
The working title right now?
Yeah.
If they do collide, Superman's gonna fuck Batman up. You know, Alien?
After seeing
Regular Man.
After seeing Man of Steel. After seeing Man of Steel, I don't even know how Batman would fit in this movie, this franchise, or this world that's going on. Because all the shit that was happening in Man of Steel, I don't even see how him and Batman would even team up for anything.
So do you think this is DC pushing the panic button?
Oh yeah, definitely pushing the panic. Batman's only being put in this movie because they wanted to compete with Marvel. That's it. They know Batman brings in money.
Do you, It's gonna make money. It will. Oh, yeah. Man of Steel made a shitload of money too.
Yeah. Leo says he doesn't think it's gonna make money.
Yes, it will.
I'm actually curious to see that too, because he said if it gets bad reviews, nobody's gonna go. He said I think it's gonna pull another Green Lantern. So I disagreed with it.
Green Lantern still brought in money.
What happened?
Green Lantern still brought in money.
It didn't make it. $80 million off a $225 million.
That's how much the budget was.
Yeah, the budget was $250 million actually.
The movie was 100% CGI.
Yeah, I know. You know how Warner Brothers is with their DC movie. I mean, look at The Hobbit, the new one that just came out. That was $225 million.
Yeah.
Extreme with their budgets. The last Superman movie was $250 million.
Are they going to go out of business?
How the hell did that last Superman movie cost more than the Avengers? That didn't even make any sense.
Well, he said there's destruction throughout the whole thing, so that's CG-ish.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though. But anyway, well, people, that's been another edition of Throwback Tuesday, episode 29. I am your host, the Phenomenal One.
This is Z.
And we will catch you guys next week for Christmas time. Oh, Christmas tree, I'm dreaming of white.
Are we going to be Christmas caroling?
Yes, I'm dreaming of a nigga Christmas.
Well, I already know both Christmas. Of us will have eggnog and they'll both probably be spiked.
No, I'm going to have rum.
that's right. Do black people drink eggnog?
No.
Oh, that's just the white people?
We drink Hennessy. Later, bastards.
Later.